the green light, go. Tires burn the pavement, people wanna know where Mace, Posse, and Dave went.
Still here, still in your ear with a style so hot, you'll see where all the sun rays went.
Legs, arms, the head, all being moved in a frenzy.
The blends be all the right cred,
meaning credentials.
Best of both worlds when we rocking over pearls
in the instrumental.
Are you ready? When it was time to get it lit, we got it hot like fever.
Sick with the talk, the pass of your receiver.
All about running the spot.
And you know we got breath control, so no need to take a breather.
Cardio kingpin.
Subjugate the dub play.
And you know we can't wait to bring spins.
A-star quizzes, A-plus the final.
Vocals we align, we'll move it all simultaneously
over joints and rock.
We earn
30 years, so you can say we got.
Three turns.
Live off the board, unlike you and your chess men.
We install doubt in you and your yes men.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Libre on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Rocket Fuel by DJ Shadow, featuring De La Soul. Welcome back. It is the spring 2023 semester. We just came back from holiday break. It's a new year. It is 2023. Say goodbye to 2022. I'm Nick, and I'm feeling fine right now. It is 1 a.m., a little after 1 a.m., excuse me. And I'm just excited to be back in the studio. We got a new time slot, but it's the same great show. And today's kind of theme for the show is stuff that I listened to over break. Maybe I rediscovered some old songs. Maybe I discovered some new ones. And maybe I just listened to the same thing because I'm basic or whatever. Rocket Fuel, DJ Shadow, that's just a great song. Gonna be honest, whenever I think about, this song, I always go back to, the Netflix show Umbrella Academy. I think it was it's either the first or the second season. I'm pretty sure it was the second season. They have kind of an establishing scene for one of the characters with this song playing, and that was kind of how I discovered the song. And it's a good song, but a big reason why I kind of chose to start with this song is because of De La Soul. And if you guys don't know who De La Soul is this great group, and unfortunately they were not able, because of contracts and stuff, they have never been able to have their music on streaming, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music streaming, any streaming service. They can't release their music, their own music, where they are the principal artist. Stuff like this, like Rocket Fuel, where they're a featured artist, they're able to, obviously, because they're not the ones putting that out, they're getting royalties from it, but they're not the ones putting that out. It's, for example, in this case, like DJ Shadow. So when you would go onto, for example, I use Apple Music, when you went onto their Apple Music page, all of the music that was listed on their page was featured tracks. No original tracks, only featured tracks. And this was because of their contract. And a couple weeks ago, they announced that finally, with the help of these execs in another studio and their label themselves, got cleared to release all their music on streaming. So March 3rd, De La Soul, all of De La Soul's catalog will be available on streaming. But as a little morsel to tantalize the fans and to get people excited for De La Soul's music available, for it to be available, they decided to release probably their most popular single early. So it was released on January 13th and it's been available, and I did listen to it in the latter half of break, hence why we're talking about it. And it was featured in the credits of 2021's December blockbuster, Spider-Man No Way Home. So here we go. Here is De La Soul, The Magic Number. Enjoy.
That's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, Mace, Dove, and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in three parts. Casually see but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey does your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your combat that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number. This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy goes in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunts of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance, you feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle, shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
Hey, children. What does it all mean?
One, two, three.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less.
No, 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 no,
shape. I must have been asleep for days. Your moving lips to breathe her name. I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above the raging sea. I stole the only girl I loved, drowned her deep inside of me. You knew, soft and lonely. You knew, lost and lonely.
So that was The Cure, Just Like Heaven. That is another song that I recently discovered over break. I love The Cure. The Cure is awesome. I literally have a home video of me going ham in the living room dancing to Friday I'm in Love, which I've already played on the show because it is a great song. But this one, I was just kind of not bored, but I was just curious one day, and I decided to just kind of look through, the Cure catalog and see, and obviously the first place you usually end up are the hits. And, I ended up seeing this song and listening to it. I hadn't heard it before, and I really, really like it. It's just, it's peak Cure. The sound is Cure. The feel is Cure. Everything about it is Cure, which I just love. And The Cure is one of those groups that I don't know why this is so common, but it's just one of those groups that it was created by this group of guys in Sussex in the UK, in England. And obviously, like, the band has been around for a long time, and a lot of the members didn't really want to stick it out. And I'm not going to say that because it's unfair to them, but they wanted to move on and pursue other things. But Robert Smith, one of the original guys, he's been the one guy that has stayed in the group, and that's like his group. And obviously, if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm a huge fan of Gorillaz, and Damon Albarn does the same thing with Gorillaz. He is the heart and soul of the group. He is the one, like, the member. Obviously, people are coming and going, but he is the member that has stayed. And The Cure is the same way, but their sound is great. They are, when they were big, like big in the 80s, they were like the goth rock group. I remember seeing a video of them performing live, and it just looked like Edward Scissorhands clones. If you guys know Tim Burton, Edward Scissorhands, that's kind of what they look like, with like the thin, like crazy gel spiked hair, and it was long too. But yeah, that's The Cure. And another group that kind of follows a similar formula with having the that one member is Jamiroquai. And I always talk to people about Jamiroquai, and everyone thinks Jamiroquai is just a dude. They think it's K Flay, who is the lead singer of Jamiroquai. They think that, K Flay. Yes, KJ. Oh my gosh, I'm doubting myself. Give me 1 second. I need to look this up. Yes, no. I'm sorry. I'm really doubting myself. Yes, it is JK. Oh my gosh. I'm crazy. Yes, JK. He is the face of Jamiroquai. He's the lead singer of Jamiroquai. He's in all the videos of Jamiroquai. And a lot of people thought he was Jamiroquai. Kind of like the opposite of like some other groups, like Tame Impala. But he's part of a band. I mean, he's the one member, but he's part of a band. And I'm going to play you one of their songs, Jamiroquai, that I've been listening to over break. And this song was prominently featured in the cult classic known as Napoleon Dynamite. So here for your enjoyment is Canned Heat by Jamiroquai. We'll be right back.
but you can go much faster. And other people's talk can be so cheap.
Don't tell me 'cause it hurts. No, no, don't speak. I know what you're thinking.
Okay, so that was No Doubt, Don't Speak, Gwen Stefani. I love No Doubt. This was also a song that I've known for years that I kind of picked it up again. I started listening to it a lot. I realized I didn't have it in a couple of the playlists that I listen to the most. So I thought I would, pop it back in there and start listening to it again. It's a great song. No Doubt, they released a lot of really good stuff. It obviously launched Gwen Stefani's career, and now obviously she has her solo career. I don't know what else there is to say about No Doubt, but there is no doubt that they are a good band. Haha, I'm funny. So now we're going to take a little detour and take a little break. And I'm going to give you guys a PSA, public service announcement, on behalf of WMFO. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. Thank you. So the next song, getting back to it, I know that was a little bit of a topic change. There's obviously some songs I've talked about this on the show multiple times, but there's a lot of songs that you like get exposed to through social media, and specifically like TikTok. We've talked about TikTok a lot on the show before. So the next couple of songs that I'm going to play for you guys are things that I was introduced to by TikTok, whether or not how well known they are by the public, by everybody. I didn't know about them until TikTok. And so the first song I got for you guys is Notion by The Rare Occasions. And upon a little bit of research, I learned The Rare Occasions started in Boston. They're a Boston-based band. I mean, I think the lead singer is from Rhode Island, but they were established in Boston. And I don't know. I think it's cool because we're near Boston. So here is Notion by The Rare Occasions.
I've seen the ending and there's no ascending. wasn't really in my plans. When you're around, I got arrhythmia. So in the end, I play pretend. You got the of a cool dip, but you should know I like it hot. But if there's really no denying what this is, then come on, let's give it a shot.
So that was Hemlock Springs' Girlfriend, another artist that I discovered on TikTok. And she actually got famous off of TikTok, and she has released 3 singles. And Girlfriend, the one that you just heard, is the only single that she did that actually like hit the charts. It was number 22 on the charts. But her initial single blew up. It had apparently a crazy amount of streams on Spotify, and she's doing very well for herself. And I think she seems like she's going to have a very promising career. There are plenty of success stories of artists being discovered online and then leading to good careers, because, you know, there are people who got famous off of social media and then launch into music careers that don't necessarily deserve it. But when you see talent like this in not only singing and performing, but writing and editing and engineering and everything, I just think that's really cool. So shout out to her. Moving on, another song that I rediscovered over the break, over the hiatus, over the vacation, was a song that, at least I know, it defined a good chunk of my childhood, and I don't feel bad saying it also defined a lot of people my ages, their childhood as well. Growing up in the 2000s and then basically being in grade school for most of the 2010s, all of the 2010s, I don't know. There's just like a shared experience that a lot of people have. And I think this song, like, I don't know how to put it into words anymore. So I know it's Sunday 1 a.m, but it's still technically Saturday night. So it doesn't matter if you're alone or if you're anywhere, if you're hanging out with your friends, or I know my girlfriend is in my room right now with one of our friends. So both of you guys get up. Start dancing. Here is You Make Me Feel by Cobra Starship.
I'm listen, I can hear you through my radio. You're not bright white ones. What I've been missing in my life, what I've been dreaming of. You'll be that girl, you'll be that girl, you'll be
everything you want, so let me get up there. I'm the baddest baby in the atmosphere. Tell me what you want, so we can do just what you like. Everything you know, I'm flipping upside down. Take your own now, what you know, I like it loud. Tell me what you want, cause we can do just what you like.
You make me feel good.
I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Love it, love it, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we could form a team and I could be the king, you could be the queen. And my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We yell a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm. Something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like Mr. Roboto. Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. Step off the cloud, and I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
This is Mega Switch Up.
Switch up. switch up. Switch up.
Lock, sunk in your bed, rock, caught up in your love shot. Now, out by your cold shot, I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
Now, can I won't worry, quit making me feel. Give it to me, me, I want it all. Know what I mean, your love is a dose of extra.
Switch up.
Addicted, I can't get away from you. Afflicted, I need it, I miss it.
Switch up.
I want your love right next to me. And I can't erase you out of my memory.
So obviously everybody had to recognize that one. Just Can't Get Enough by the Black Eyed Peas. Also a banger. I hope everyone who was listening had a chance to get up, move around, dance, hopefully. But yeah, Cobra Starship. I don't even think I ever learned their name when I was young. I don't even think I even knew the name of the song. It was just that song that just came on and everyone just started dancing. And then Black Eyed Peas. Love Black Eyed Peas. They I still will never get over that their first album was called The End and this album was called The Beginning. And I think that was funny. And I think the Black Eyed Peas are funny. And obviously Fergie went solo. Will.i.am went solo. I don't think they do group stuff anymore. But they were such an interesting sound. And I remember The End is one of my favorite albums. I love that album. But I just love the sound they did, the performances they did, and the image that they created. And I know it's very popular for a lot of artists to create an image for themselves or something. But then I feel like now, especially with everything and how easily it is for people to get distracted, I think some people will turn something like that into a gimmick. And I think one of the best examples of that is if you know Oliver Tree, with every album that he releases, and I don't mean really every album, because I'm thinking specifically of his last big studio album, Ugly's Beautiful. He put on this giant gimmick. He wore the same outfit in all of the promotional material he did, interviews, TikToks, just like everything. And it was the same thing. He wore it in all the music videos, all the promotional stuff. And it was just like a big gimmick. And he has good music. And I'm going to play you one of his songs, one song that I really, really like. But at the end of the day, like, you need to be a quality performer and also have an image that isn't necessarily gimmicky, because I feel like when it's gimmicky, it like loses people. And I know that there's a lot of people very divided on Oliver Tree because of just like how he acts as a person and his image and everything. But I did listen to one song on the Ugly's Beautiful album, Jerk, which there's a whole lot of controversy behind that song because this small European DJ wanted to remix it and got permission and released a remix of it, like a studio mix. And then Oliver Tree met up with DJ Robin Schulz and basically re-released the exact same one, the exact same remix that the other guy made. South Star was the name of the smaller DJ. And he was like, yo, you stole the remix that I did. And he's like, well, actually, technically, Oliver Tree was like, it's my song. And I don't know, because it got super popular on TikTok. But this is the original song that remix is based off of. So here is Jerk by Oliver Tree.
You say you don't want me. You call me good for nothing.
Don't remind me, a mind of my-
That was Chamber of Reflection by the one and only Mac DeMarco. That was another song that, I mean, I've obviously heard. It's a very popular song, but I revisited it again over break. And it's a great song. There is a cover that this guy on TikTok made and released that in the future, maybe I'll play on the show. We'll see. But yeah, that Mac DeMarco, I don't really know what else to say about him. I mean, he's great. So we're coming to kind of the end of our show. It's almost 2. I almost have to say goodbye until next week. But I have one last song for you guys. And before I get into that song, it is Gorilla's newest song from their album that has not released yet, but is still being released. Now, if you are a Gorillaz fan and you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. But for those who do not understand, Damon Albarn and the Gorillaz group have seemingly become incredibly impatient about their new full studio album, Cracker Island, which was set to be released and is still set to be released, the full album, February 24th, 2023. And they just finished their world tour at the end of 2022. If you guys were listening last semester, I went to the show when they were here in Boston, and I enjoyed it. It was great. It was an amazing show by far. Gorillaz concerts are like the best concerts I go to. It's just amazing. I know their whole catalog though, so it's extra enjoyable because of that. But on the tour, they had already, by that time, they had already released the singles from the Cracker Island, and New Gold. And then they also performed unreleased songs on the album at the show, which was Skinny Ape, which has since then been officially released. It got released in December. But this one, which is called Silent Running, got released on Friday. So it's only been out for about a little over a day. And I'm very, very excited to share this with you guys. If you are a fan of Gorillaz or you're getting into a fan of Gorillaz, you probably know Demon Days is my favorite album of all time of any artist. And so I highly recommend that. If you don't know Gorillaz, listen to that album. But listen to their new stuff. Listen to this. Get excited for their new album, Cracker Island, which drops February 24th. This is not sponsored. I'm just a huge Gorillaz fan. If they wanted to sponsor me, like, yo, hit me up, but whatever. Don't. But yeah, Gorillaz, Silent Running, featuring Adelia Omotayo, who I think, if I'm the correct, give me 1 second. I want to make sure I'm right. What is it? I feel like she has been on a song with Gorillaz before. So I'm trying to see. No, just this one. Just this song. So yeah, I'm not going to beat around the bush any longer. Here is Silent Running from the not fully released album Cracker Island by Gorillaz.
Machine assisted, I disappear. inside and running.
Inside,